Hey, explorers. Welcome to the PJ's Explore Show, an amazing journey to exploration.
So did you ever had a thought that how does the Jain tradition of consuming meals before sunset serve as a tangible embodiment of ahimsa, fostering a harmonious connection between personal dietary choices and the timeless principle of non-violence and spiritual awareness? Hey guys, welcome back to the PJ's Explore Show, and I'm your host Priyanshi. This is the place where we dive into intrigue, conversation that matters. I genuinely hope that you all are fine and healthy. Well, first of all, I want to thank each one of you for giving me such a good response on my last episode, which is Decoding India's Economic Odyssey, Navigating the Growth Landscape in the World's Fastest Growing Economy. From this, I get so motivated and excited for my upcoming journey with you all. And if you didn't listen and watch it yet, then please check out After This Ideological Frontier episode. Well, in today's episode, we delve into the mindful practice with Jainism, the art of eating before sunset. Well, I want to share that I also comes from Jainism, and I have a habit of, or should I say passion, to know about my culture more, so I daily read Jain scriptures and other things. But before we start this episode, I want to ask you that what's on your reading list these days? Share your current literary obsession. I'm always on the lookout for the next great reads, and I'm sure our fellow explorers are too. But now the question arises that how do these age-old traditions align with modern insights? And what can the synthesis of tradition and science teaches us about the holistic nature of well-being? So whether you are a Jain practitioner curious about the intersections between your tradition and health, or simply intriguing by the delicate dance between culture and science, you are in for an enlightening conversation. Whether you are lounging in your pajamas, snipping on your favorite beverage like me, or out the conquering the world, we have got a healthy dose of banter lined up for you. So stay tuned as we explore the mindful art of eating before sunset in Jainism right here on the PJ's Explore Show. Now, if we see in Jainism, the concept of eating before sunset is rooted in the principle of non-violence and spiritual discipline. Jains believe in leading a life that minimizes harm to all living beings, and this extends to their dietary practices as well. The idea behind eating before sunset is closely tied to the Jain practices of avoiding harm to a tiny organisms that become active in the dark. They follow a very, strict vegetarian diet, which is not compulsory for everyone. And many adhere to the principle of not consuming root vegetables, as uprooting them can cause harm to the organisms living in the soil. Additionally, Jains avoid eating after sunset to reduce the risk of accidentally ingesting insects or other microorganisms present in the darkness. The evening meal is usually consumed well before sunset to allow for sufficient time to digest the food before bedtime. This practice aligns with the Jain philosophy of moderation and discipline in all aspects of life, including food consumption. But now, if we see it in perspective of Hinduism, the concept of eating before sunset is often associated with the broader practice of following specific dietary guidelines based on the principles of Ayurveda. It is the traditional system of medicine in Hinduism in India, and the daily rhymes of nature. So, according to Ayurveda, the time of day has an impact of on digestion, and eating before the sunset is generally considered beneficial for one's health. The digestive fire, known as Agni in Ayurveda, is believed to be the strongest during the middle of the day and gradually decreases as the day progresses. Eating a meal before sunset is thought to allow the body more time to digest the food properly, promoting overall well-being, which is also verified by the sciences as well. Additionally, some Hindu practices, especially those influenced by the daily ritual mentioned in the Vedas and other scriptures as well, recommending finishing the last meal of the day before sunset. This is partly due to the belief that consuming food in the evening, especially closer to bedtime, may interfere with the body's natural rhythms and disturb sleeps as well. Now, the next question here arises, that how do the diverse practices related to meal timing and dietary guidelines in various religions, such as Islamic or Islamic tradition of fasting during Ramadan, or Christian observance like Lenten fasting, and the Jain and Hindu principle of eating before sunset, reflect the cultural, spiritual and health aspect within these religious communities? How do these practices contribute to a sense of discipline, mindfulness and connection to spiritual values in daily life? Now, if we see the same belief and ideology in respect to other religions, then it is seen in more fasting way in other religions that are done or served as a devotion in respect to a specific occasion. The practice of eating before sunset or having specific dietary guidelines is present in various religious traditions, each with its own unique beliefs and practices. Here is an overview of how this concept relates to other major religions. Like, firstly, if we see according to Islam, in Islam, the concept of eating before sunset is associated with the practice of fasting during Ramadan. This period of fasting is considered a form of spiritual discipline and self-control, fostering increased devotion and reflection. And the next one, we have to see the point of view according to Christians. You know, Christianity, while it doesn't have a universal practice like Jainism or Islam, but observes period of fasting such as Lent, where individuals abstain from certain foods or activities as a form of penance and preparation for Easter. In Buddhism, if we talk about Buddhism doesn't prescribe, you know, specific rules regarding eating before sunset, but fasting is incorporated into some traditions, especially during meditation retreats. And according to Sikhism, Sikhism, while lacking specific guidelines, not lacking, but their own guidelines for eating before sunset, encourages moderation and a vegetarian diet as part of its dietary code. It's important to note that individual practices and beliefs can vary widely within each religion tradition, and not all followers may strictly adhere to specific, you know, dietary guidelines or timings of meals. They are their own choice. Cultural and religious variations also play a very significant role in shaping dietary practices within religious communities. So, what scientific reasons or beliefs support the practice of consuming meals before sunset, and how might this eating pattern impact human health and well-being? While the concept of eating before sunset in Jainism is primarily rooted in religious and ethical principles, there are some scientific considerations as well that align with this practice and highlight potential health benefits. Here are a few scientific reasons that may complement the Jain dietary practices. So the first one is circadian rhythm and digestion. The next one is sleep quality, blood sugar regulation, weight management, and gut health. If you ask me that what is gut health, so the timing of meals can influence the gut microbiota. Eating earlier in the evening may support a healthier gut microbiome, recognized for its impact on overall health and digestion. It's important to note that while these scientific reasons provide some potential health beliefs and health benefits, the dietary practices can vary widely and individual needs may differ. The Jain practice of eating before sunset is deeply rooted in religious and ethical principles, and individuals should consider their own health, lifestyle, and cultural context when making dietary choices. If we see in conclusion, the Jain practice of eating before sunset deeply grounded in the principle of ahimsa and spiritual consciousness, not only reflects a profound commitment to non-violence, but also aligned with certain scientific consideration, which is very good, that highlight potential health benefits. The intervening of religious philosophy and modern scientific insight creates a holistic approach to dietary practices or choices within the Jain tradition. Furthermore, discussion about dietary practices should be approached with cultural sensitivity and respect for individual choices, recognizing that individuals may have varying interpretations and adherence levels to such practices. An inclusive dialogue that considers both religious and scientific perspectives is essential. So, in this dynamic interplay between tradition and science, there is an opportunity for mutual enrichment. By continuing to explore the synergies between religious belief and contemporary health insight, we can promote a holistic understanding of well-being that respect both the sacred traditions of the past and the evolving knowledge of the present. Thank you for tuning in. And yes, don't forget to dive into the adventure with the PJ's Explore Show on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. Like the content that fuels your curiosity. Share the excitement with your fellow explorers. Subscribe for a front row seat to thrilling discoveries. Give us your feedback and let your voice shape our new and next exploration. Let's build a community of passionate explorers together. Don't miss out to hit that like, share, subscribe, and leave your thoughts below. Bye-bye.